With Montana News, I'm Peyton Butler. State and local health officials in Montana are following a recommended pause on the use of Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine. MTPR's Aaron Bolton reports the change is causing some logistical issues.
The Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the U.S. Food and Drug Administration made the recommendation Tuesday after six women experienced a rare form of blood clot 1 to 2 weeks after receiving their Johnson & Johnson vaccine. According to the CDC, there have been 6.85 million doses of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine administered in the U.S. Montana health officials say nearly 20,000 shots have been administered in Montana, and there have been no reports of residents experiencing blood clots after receiving this vaccine. The state and county health officials are following the federal guidance. Flathead County Health Officer Joe Russell.
We had 600 scheduled for Thursday, so we have a system that we were able to call all of our scheduled people for Johnson & Johnson. And interesting, a lot of them are just changing to Pfizer.
Other county health departments say the change also threw a wrench in planned Johnson & Johnson vaccine clinics this week. Russell says while he agrees the pause is good in terms of being cautious, he fears it will push people on the fence away from getting the shot in the future.
Even if the FDA and CDC reverse themselves pretty fast, going to have to do some pretty significant messaging to get people to want to use the Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
The CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices will hold an emergency meeting Wednesday to examine whether there's a link between the Johnson & Johnson vaccine and these rare blood clot cases. The committee will provide guidance on the future use of the vaccine. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
The Montana Senate has endorsed a measure that would ask voters to change the state constitution to define life as beginning at conception in an effort to ban abortions. The bill passed the House 66-33 last month and needs 34 votes in the Senate to reach a two-thirds majority. There are 31 Republicans in the Senate, not enough to reach the needed margin. 30 voted in favor of the bill on Tuesday. Opponents argued the measure would violate a woman's privacy right to health care. Supporters of the bill say it's clear life begins at conception and voters should be allowed to have their say. Americans who've lost family members to COVID-19 can now apply to the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, to cover their funeral and burial costs. YPR News' Caitlin Nicholas has more.
Within 90 minutes of posting the funeral assistance phone line Monday, FEMA's call center was overwhelmed by nearly a million phone calls. On its website, the agency urged callers to try again later if they receive a busy signal or are unable to connect, and reminded those calling that there is no deadline to apply for burial funds. The program will provide up to $9,000 per COVID-19-related death to the deceased's family to cover their burial costs. Applicants must be, quote, a U.S. citizen, non-citizen national, or qualified alien who incurred funeral expenses after January 20, 2020, end quote. Applicants will be required to show an official death certificate attributing the death to COVID-19 within the U.S. or its territories, as well as documentation detailing funeral expenses and any other funds received, such as burial insurance. To date, at least 1,526 people have died from the coronavirus in Montana. While there appears to be an uptick in COVID-19 deaths this month, these numbers are not an accurate reflection of the current situation, but the result of the State Health Department reconciling death record data from as far back as October 2020. For YPR News, a report for America, I'm Caitlin Nicholas.
I'm Mary Auld. Montana Governor Greg Gianforte today issued an executive order banning the development or use of vaccine passports in Montana. Vaccine passports are documents used to verify COVID-19 immunization status. The move comes as vaccine passports have been portrayed by Republicans across the country as an intrusion into personal freedom. Gianforte said in a statement that he encourages all Montana residents to receive the vaccine, but that it is, quote, entirely voluntary, unquote. There is no federal vaccine passport program. Work is underway to whittle down a handful of legislative proposals to regulate Montana's impending recreational marijuana program. Kevin Trevlin reports for YPR News.
A special Senate panel is meeting daily this week to consider several marijuana regulation and tax policy frameworks passed by the House, with the intention to arrive at one comprehensive proposal by Monday. Hamilton Republican Senator Jason Ellsworth, the committee chair, said each bill has individual ideas that may factor into the regulations lawmakers ultimately pass.
There, I think, are good things on all these bills. So I'm going to be writing a list down of the things that I see that should be in whatever bill that we end up putting through.
The committee has tabled one of three regulatory frameworks forwarded by the other chamber. House Bill 707 from Missoula Republican Representative Brad Cheeto would tax recreational marijuana products on wholesale rather than retail sales. For Yellowstone Public Radio News and Report for America, I'm Kevin Trevelin.
This is Montana Public Radio.